America, and welcome to the Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen. You, my friends, are listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. Thank you for being on board. We are happy, happy, happy to have you joining us today. Happy Friday. Happy end of the week. I trust that your week was fantastic and excellent. I trust your weekend is even going to be better, even more excellent than the week. It's been a busy week around here. We've had a lot going on. The seniors have been out of the building on their senior trip. So I'll be going to the airport later on tonight to pick them up, bring them back home safe and sound. And tomorrow's going to be a busy day for many of you. I do hope that in the last segment today, we can have Angie Russo on. We're looking to get Angie Russo on. She is one of the team captains here in Michigan for an event that is not only happening in Michigan tomorrow at the Capitol, but in capitals all over the country. Don't Mess With Our Kids is a grassroots organization. We've talked about it here. A couple of weeks ago, we interviewed Marianne Engstrom, who is also one of the Michigan captains for the movement here in Michigan. It's a national movement, though. Don't Mess With Our Kids. It's national, and it's going to be at every capital tomorrow. It's a big deal. It is a big deal. So we're seeing if we can get Angie on for the last segment today to talk about this event. It'll happen again at every capital. Lansing is the capital here in Michigan. I'll be there. I know many people will be there. It's a big deal. And it's grassroots. It's just parents standing up and we're saying, hey, we're tired of Marxists messing with our kids and we want it to stop. And there will be constitutional rights expressed tomorrow from 1 to 3 local time, 1 to 3 at every single capital, including Washington, D.C. It's a powerful movement, friends. It really is. So if you're interested, look it up. Go to your state capitol. Let your voice be heard. Even if you just want to watch what's happening, even if you just want to go and observe the momentum, maybe you're sitting on the sideline and maybe you don't want to get involved in grassroots because, you know, you don't know if it's going to go anywhere. You just go watch. Show up at the capitol. Watch the momentum. I'm telling you what, this thing is powerful. And it is on the move. And parents, I've been saying this for days and weeks and months now. Parents are waking up. There is a movement in California right now. I'm looking at this. If you live in California, they are looking for 500,000 signatures. An organization called Protect Kids California. They are looking for 500,000 signatures to sign off on the Protect Kids California Act of 2024. What is the Protect Kids of California Act of 2024, you ask? Fantastic question. It does three things. Number one, it protects girls by separating sports, locker rooms, showers, and bathrooms based on, you guessed it, biological sex. Not gender identity. No, sorry, boys. Stay in your own bathrooms. What else does it do? Number two, it ensures parental notification by school administrators if their child is socially transitioning to another gender. That's a big deal. We like parental rights. Number three, it will prevent medicalization and gender surgery for children under 18 years old, which is puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, surgery. These are the big three that Protect Kids California Act 2024. This is the big three. These are the big three items that this act is looking to put on the ballot. California's lawmakers are not listening to parents' concerns, so it's time to bring a vote directly to the people. Regardless of your personal politics, you are invited to consider signing the petition in support of these common sense protections. So if you live in California, friends, if you live in California, if you're listening right now, you live in California, or if you know someone who lives in California, get this information to them. They can go to protectkidsca.com to download the petition. Download, sign the petition. Again, California voters are gathering 500,000 signatures to put a measure on the ballot this fall that will do those three things. Now, here's the deadline, though. They need the signatures by April 18. So April 18 is, I'm going to pull up the calendar. Today is the 12th. April 18 is next Thursday. Next Thursday. All right. They need 500,000 signatures by next Thursday. So again, if you live in California, or if you know somebody who lives in California, get them this information. Tell them to go to protectkidsca.com. This is a movement, my friends, that is really, it's growing. It's growing and it's spreading all over the country. Now, a couple of days ago, we talked about this survey from the Pew Research Center. And it was a survey that Pew did regarding public K-12 education in America and the direction that it's taking. And they asked parents and they asked teachers, well, how do you feel about the direction that public schools, K-12, and this country are going? Do you feel good about it? 16% of the adults polled said, yeah, let's go. This is fantastic. We feel great about it. Probably all 16% of them were Democrats because the Democrats feel fantastic about the direction this country is going in. Now, I'm hard on the Democrats, and I'm going to correct myself here. I can't say that it's all the Democrats. I can say that 16%, probably 100% of the 16% are probably Democrats, Marxist leftists, but that doesn't mean all Democrats feel that the country is headed in the right direction when it comes to education. And maybe I come across hard on the Democrats. And I do say this, that I know people, friends of mine, relatives, people I know and love who vote Democrat. I don't understand why. I shake my head and I ask myself, what in the world? What are you thinking? Why would you do that? But I've got a story here out of Louisiana. And there is a Democrat there in the state house that has gone viral for saying things that a Democrat normally doesn't say. And I got to give some kudos to Representative Jason Hughes. Matter of fact, I've got some clips. We're going to play a couple of clips that he a speech that he gave on the state house. This speech has gone viral on X because it's full of passion and it's full of common sense. I know, I'm shocked. A Democrat that has common sense. I shouldn't be that way. I know. Lieutenant Joe, he's on the platform here. Matter of fact, his show, Chasing Justice, comes on just before mine. His show comes on at 1 o'clock, and he's great. I encourage you to listen to him. But he always refers to our friends on the left, our friends on the left, our friends on the he refers to them as our friends on the left. And he's very polite. And he goes through his rationale as to why he calls them his friends. And it's really good rationale. He says, because we're all God's children. And therefore, just because we have political differences, they're still our friends on the left. I guess I'm a little rougher on along the edges. I don't know if you'd describe it that way, but I should be more like Lieutenant Joe. I guess that's my point, and refer to them as our friends because I can be tough. I can be hard on the Democrats. But this guy, this Democrat out of Louisiana, Jason Hughes. All right, so what's happening in Louisiana? House Bill 745, known as the Giving All True Opportunity to Rise Scholarship Program. It's a mouthful. All right. It's a mouthful, but to sum it up, it's essentially a proposal that would create an education scholarship program for parents to choose alternative options, all right, to the default of the public school system. Okay, so it's money that would follow the parents in scholarship form. Scholarship is a little different from voucher. I mean, there's different variations of these school choice programs. And again, I've talked about this, that they worry me. I'm a little worried about quote unquote government money being involved in education choice, because then government authority can step in. Now, this is a scholarship situation. And I, again, I'm not sure of the details and the nuances of the bill itself. I would have to dive into that. Nonetheless, on the surface, it would create a scholarship program for parents to, you know, to choose. Hey, I'm tired of being in this failing system. I want to get my child somewhere else. It is authored, the bill itself was authored by Republican Representative Julie Emerson. She said it would create a three-phase education scholarship program, starting with students in impoverished families before expanding out. Okay, she says this program will allow the money to truly follow the child and empower the parents to be able to choose the education that is best for their child. This is what Emerson's saying. She says, I don't believe this bill will shut down our public schools, and nor is that my desire at all. I don't believe there has been a single school closure in a state that has adopted an ESA program. So an ESA program is a scholarship program. This is really happening throughout the country. Alabama and Georgia have already passed these types of measures. Tennessee's looking at it. Florida has a similar measure. So again, it's happening throughout the country. And I think it's going to have to be tweaked, and it's going to have to be worked through. I think people like myself that are concerned about the government having their financial interests in school choice programs, I think, you know, people like us have to, we our voices have to get involved in this, just to make sure that parental authority is supreme. That parental authority, if the parents have the choice and their authority and being involved in what type of education, that authority is supreme over governmental authority. Now, this goes back to the survey, the Pew survey, which some people, mostly Democrats, believed that the reason public education is failing so badly is because parents have too much involvement. I know your heads are shaking right now. You're like, what? But wait a second. What? You're blaming the failure of public schools on the parents? You're saying that, let me get this right. You're saying schools are failing because parents are too involved? I mean, that's a joke. It's not a joke, though. I mean, we look at it as a joke, but there are people out there that truly believe this. I think the percentage was like 46% of Democrats felt like the reason that their public schools were so bad is because the parents were too involved. And that just makes me laugh. It almost gives me a headache. I can't even wrap my mind around that kind of thinking. It's so, oh, fill in the blank. So there are people here in Louisiana that are concerned that you know, the if you give these parents, you know, all this choice, it, you know, it's going to be bad. It's just going to be bad. No, it's not going to be bad. It's going to be great. And of course, Emerson said here that there are other people that are saying, this is just going to close public schools when you let parents just opt out and go to other places. It's going to be damaging to they're going to you'll start crying. Emerson said, I don't think a single public school is closed because of this issue, because of there being some choice. I mean, I don't know. She might be right. I mean, public schools are closing because parents are leaving. That's true. We do know that. We know there's an exodus taking place, my friends. There is a mass exodus. It's going on. It's strong. It's powerful. Because the eyes of individuals are being opened, and they see what's happening. We've said this. We've said it a lot as of late. And my friends, we're going to keep saying it. We're going to keep saying it because the more we say it, the more we encourage others. The more we help others with their own spine and their own backbone issues. Hey, I'm telling you, courage breeds courage. Backbones breed backbones. And it's important. It is important that parents open up their eyes and continue to do so. And there's a Democrat here who he opened up his eyes. Matter of fact, this bill, this article that I'm looking at says that this bill passed in the House by a vote margin of 72 to 32. 65 Republicans voted for it. So out of the 72 votes, 65 were Republicans, which means seven Democrats backed the bill. I'm proud of these Democrats. I am proud of them for taking a stand and for not towing the party line, but putting kids first. And Representative Jason Hughes is one of those Democrats. And we have a clip, but I'm up against the break here. On the other side of this break, we're gonna play a couple of clips from Jason Hughes. And I'm proud of this man. And I'm proud of what he says and what he supports. And he acknowledges in one of his clips, he acknowledges, hey, I'm a Democrat. And this vote probably isn't going to be popular, but I'm making it for the right reasons. All right. It is you're gonna love it. You're gonna enjoy it. Hopefully as much as I did. Okay, we're gonna pick Jason Hughes up on the other side of this break. Thank you for joining me. You're listening to the Dean's List on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen. You, my friends, are listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. Of course, you knew that, and you're happy about it. Congratulations on being one of the smart ones and making it to the Dean's List. We're happy to have you, no matter how you're listening, whether it be in podcast form or whether you're listening live on the app. That's my favorite way to listen. Just download the app for your iPhone, your Android, your Alexa, and you can listen live. Or, you know, you can go to AmericaOutloud.news and you can listen there on the world-class media player. There are options. You can find us in iHeartRadio. We're all over the place. And so, again, no matter how you're listening, we're just happy that you are. We are today, and we have been for a while, talking about the eyes that are opening. Tucker Carlson was interviewing a fellow a couple of days ago who wrote this piece on Substack called The Vibe Shift. There's a vibe shift happening. I don't remember his name. I wish I did. You can look it up, though. The Vibe Shift. And there is a shift in the vibe. And it's been happening for a while. And it's been quiet. And it's getting louder. It's getting louder and it's getting louder. And I promise you, if you go to your state capitol tomorrow, Saturday, April 13th, if you go to your state capitol from 1 to 3, you're gonna witness the shift in the vibe. You're going to witness it. It's taking place. Every state capitol tomorrow, and even in Washington, D.C. So if you live in the D.C. area and you are like-minded and you're interested in the shift that's taking place in the vibe, you're going to go and you're going to watch it. You're going to watch it unfold. And if you want to get involved in a grassroots movement, Don't Mess With Our Kids is a perfect grassroots movement to get involved with. It is. It's powerful. It is. It's got this uniting gel, really. It can be the glue that will unite several groups of individuals, several religions, because people care about their kids. Muslims, Jews, Christians, we care about our kids. And when we ask what is that thing that could unite Americans to be Americans again, it's our kids. It's going after and protecting our kids. So tomorrow from 1 to 3 in state capitals all over the country, and I do hope that we get in this, we're working on getting Angie Russo in the final segment today. She is one of the Michigan captains here for this movement, and it's exciting. Also, if you live in California, by next Thursday, the 18th, California is looking for 500,000 signatures to sign on the Protect Kids California Act 2024. I mentioned this in the first segment. They need 500,000 signatures by April 18th to put this measure on the ballot in the fall. It's a measure that does three things. It will protect girls, it will ensure parental notification, and it will prevent medicalization and gender surgery for children under 18 years old. All right, it's a big deal. So support that measure. Look, this is happening. This movement is happening all over the country, and it's happening in Louisiana. This Louisiana Democrat by the name of Jason Hughes went viral a couple of days ago. He's not the only Democrat, however, who voted for this measure. Again, this was House Bill 745, and it's a mouthful, but the bill itself, the title of it is, but it's essentially a bill that creates an education scholarship program so parents can choose alternative education for their children so they're not trapped in a failing public school. And this is essentially what Jason Hughes said when he went to the mic. He delivers his speech on the floor. So without further ado, I'm going to play a couple of clips here. The first one here is pretty short, but let's take a listen to Jason Hughes.
As I watch children in poverty, trapped in failing schools, who can hardly read, I'd be damned if I will continue to defend the status quo. Too many of our children are dropping out. And then we wonder why we had to have a crime session. Because our students can hardly read.
I mean, he sounds pretty angry, doesn't he? I mean, this is a man who sounds upset. I mean, he literally yells that last line, because our students can hardly read. Too many of our children, he says, are dropping out. And then we wonder why we have to have crime sessions. Because our students can hardly read. Now, it was Benjamin Rush who, and I've quoted this, I've quoted Benjamin Rush. We've talked about him here. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, if you're unfamiliar. And at one point, Benjamin Rush says, look, we have to have morality in education. It would be better for our students to learn morality now to keep them out of prison later than for us to not have morality now and you know, try to have crime prevention programs. Morality will do that for us. Morality is a built-in crime prevention program. And this is why our founding fathers said, hey, religion and morality and knowledge need to encompass our education. Those three things, religion, morality, and knowledge. Religion and morality were kicked out in the 1960s, and now there's no knowledge. Knowledge is gone. I mean, you heard him say it here. Too many of our children are dropping out, and then we wonder why we have to have a crime session because our students can hardly read. It's true. At one point, he says, and I don't have this clip, but he says, I can't close my eyes to the 67% of third graders in public schools who cannot read. I cannot close my eyes to the number of kids living in poverty in our state that are trapped in failing schools. 67%, two-thirds. Now, he I don't know where he's citing this from, but this representative is saying that two-thirds of Louisiana third graders cannot read. Not proficient, mind you, but cannot read. Now, we know the numbers that have come out of the nation's report card. We've talked about them here, even recently, within the last couple of months, that two-thirds of the country's eighth graders, the eighth grade benchmark is the one that I've used, two-thirds of eighth graders in the country are not proficient in math, writing, or reading. That is atrocious. It's horrible. And 13%, this is even worse. 13%, only 13% are proficient in U.S. history, which is, you know, it's more than two-thirds. It's more than 75%. I mean, it's up there. That's over 80%. 87 to be exact, 87% of students in this country are not proficient in American history. This just isn't happening by happenstance or by accident or, you know, this, my friends, is happening on purpose. It's on purpose. And it's why only 16% of the country think that public education is moving in the right direction. This is the 16% that wants this. This 16% is the group that's doing it on purpose. 51% of American adults are like, what in the world is going on? We are headed down the wrong path. We have been for a long time. You know, 32% of the country, I don't know what's going on. They're either too afraid to speak about it or they legitimately just aren't paying attention. And then that Pew survey said 82% of teachers believed that education was going in the wrong direction and had deteriorated over the past 5 years. Since coming out of COVID, going into COVID and coming out of COVID, there has been this deterioration. That's what people on the inside are saying. All right. That's not my opinion. Someone who has a classical Christian school that's not public. That's not me speaking. These are public school teachers on the inside of the institution that are telling us this place is going down. It's going down in flames. It has been going down in flames for 5 years. It's moving in the wrong direction. And this Democrat representative in Louisiana is only putting this to a megaphone. He's only amplifying these words. He said, as I watch children in poverty, trapped in failing schools, who can hardly read, I'd be damned if I will continue to defend the status quo. I love this because he's a Democrat. He's a Democrat saying, look, I don't care what you say about me, you other Democrats out there. I don't care what you're going to do. In the next clip, even you'll even hear him say, I don't even care if I am not reelected. He's saying, I can no longer defend the status quo. I'm tired of our kids being trapped in failing schools. I can't close my eyes, he says, to the 67% of third graders in public schools who can't read. I mean, this is a big deal, and it's even a bigger deal when the voice of Democrats are speaking out. All right, let's listen to clip number two, because clip number two gets real. Here we go.
I know the political ramifications for me of voting for this bill. But I don't need this $16,800 a year job bad enough to watch our children to continue to live in poverty and trapped in failing schools and not try to do something. In any event, I'm not reelected. This is what I know. My steps are ordered. This is what I know. My heart is pure. This is what I know. I came here to do tough things. I came here to make tough decisions. And I came here to put children first. And for each and every one of you who know me, you know my heart, and you know my heart for children. So, Mr. Speaker, today, my vote will be in favor of this bill. And it's a vote for our children, because for them, it's a fight worth fighting. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And then he leaves the podium to thunderous applause. I didn't play it. It went on for 14 seconds in the clip that I had. And I didn't know that you'd want to listen to 14 seconds of thunderous applause. But the chamber just exploded because people agree with him. And there were six other Democrats that climbed on board. And he said, his quote was, I know the political ramifications for me for voting for this bill. Which is, to be interpreted as, look, I know that there are going to be Democrats that are so unhappy with me right now because they would prefer to toe the party line. That's what they would rather do. They would rather toe the party line. But he says, I don't need the $16,800 a year job bad enough to keep and continue watching our children fail while trapped in public schools without at least trying to do something. And this, in his words, this is me trying to do something. And I know the political ramifications. He understands it. He gets it. And the fact that Democrats would be unhappy with him for wanting to support kids. Do you know who he's choosing kids over? He's choosing kids over the teachers' union. That the other Democrat leadership refused to put anybody over the teachers' union, including the kids. They won't do it. They won't put because it's the teachers' union that has the power. It's the teachers' union that, you guessed it, has the money. The teachers' union has the money. And where do they get their money from? They're from the teachers, from dues of the teachers. If I'm a public school teacher, I would not give a dime to those. I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it, because all they're doing is buying and paying for Democrats in these various legislatures, whether it be city, house, or city, state, or national level. I mean, we watched it happen in Chicago. This mayor in Chicago, he was a teachers union fellow. He was a big wig in the union, and the union money put him in the mayor's office. So the teachers union in Chicago could have their hands in the movements and the decisions. And it's not about the kids. It's about the power. I'm telling you, it's not about the kids. It's about the power. But this man, Representative Hughes, stood up and he said, I don't care about the political ramifications. I don't care about the power. I care about the kids. What he said, this article says, last week, Hughes voted alongside Republicans on the Louisiana Appropriations Committee to advance the legislation to the House floor. And then it passed on the House floor. So he was part of the committee that even got it to the floor. And then this article agrees with me. It says Democrats have historically been opposed to school choice proposals, in part because of their strong ties to the, you guessed it, teachers union. Because of their strong ties to the teachers union. Oh boy, you cannot, you're a Democrat. If you're a good Democrat, you cannot go against the almighty, all-powerful teachers union. It's a mistake. It's political suicide, as they say. And he acknowledges that, but he says, I don't care. I don't care about the political ramifications. He says, I'll be damned if I continue watching this. If I continue watching kids trapped in failing public schools, trapped in poverty, trapped in no way out, no way of escape. And I'm going to do something about it. And so this program, you know, it starts with, it says it would create a three-phase education scholarship, starting with students in impoverished families before expanding out. So congratulations to Representative Jason Hughes and the six other Democrats that voted along with the House Republicans in passing this bill. It now goes to the state Senate. If passed by the state Senate, Republican Governor Jeff Landry is expected to sign it. He did have some statements of praise. The governor said the Louisiana House just passed the Gator Scholarship Program. This is a major step towards ensuring school choice and empowering parents to choose the learning environments that will align with their values and work best for their children. And that statement right there says it all. A couple things in that statement. Empowering parents to choose learning environments that align with their values. And the teachers' unions don't like this. For one reason, and is that they're losing money, they lose their power. And the Marxists among them don't like it because they don't want parents having the ability to put their children in an educational environment that aligns with their values. Because parents are the problem. Parents are standing in the way, and parental values are standing in the way of what they want to do. And what they want to do is to create an entire different value system that our kids will want and that our kids will learn from. That's what the Marxists want. They want a completely different value system. Yep, one that is not driven by Judeo-Christian values, traditional family values that American parents have had for years. So congratulations to what's happening in Louisiana. My friends, it's happening. It is happening all over the country, and it's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening quietly, but yet loudly. It's quiet in the sense that, you know, the mainstreamers aren't, the lamestream media, the legacy media, the fake news, they're not talking about it. You're not going to hear about it on any of the networks. No, you're going to hear about it here. You're going to hear about it at AmericaOutloud.news, and you'll hear about it at other places. And that's why I say it's quiet, but yet it's loud. We're loud about it here. We're going to stay loud. All right. The next segment, we are working hard to get Angie Russo on. She is one of the team captains here in Michigan for this movement, Don't Mess With Our Kids. And so hopefully we'll have her on in the next segment. We're up against the break. We'll pause here. Thank you for joining me. You're listening to The Dean's List on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutLoud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Welcome back to The Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen. You're listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. And as promised, we have on the line Angie Russo, who is one of the captains from Michigan regarding this movement, Don't Mess With Our Kids. She's a Michigan captain, and I'm happy to have her on the program. Angie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here, Dean. Thank you so much.
So Saturday's a big day.
Saturday's a big day, and I get more excited as the time goes by.
So I do too. I'm going to be there. I'll have people with me, and you're right. We're excited. And this is happening in capitals all over the country, which to me is just amazing. Can you, let's say that people, they don't know anything about Don't Mess With My Kids, and they're not really sure what to expect. Can you let people know if they show up on Saturday, and we'll just talk in Michigan because you and I are in Michigan. So people show up in Lansing on Saturday. Can you tell them what they can expect, or maybe just give us a synopsis of the day?
Okay. So my co-lead, Marianne, and I, we were very like-minded in how we felt the day should proceed. And we made sure that we kept the main thing, the main thing. Mm-hmm. The main thing was prayer. The main thing was to come together in unity, all peoples, as many people as we could mobilize within our state, mm-hmm. to come together, to pray, to worship, to take communion, and to stand as we say all these prayers, and we pray and we worship to appeal to the Lord, to protect our children, to make sure that people see hear the voices of people within our own state that are fighting for our children. and want to see things change. And, you know, Lansing, the Capitol, right in front of the Capitol, that's our Michigan people's house, mm-hmm. right? So what better way is for us as a people of Michigan to come together in unity, pray for worship, pray to the Lord, pray for repentance of what's going on in our state, pray for change, pray for a shift, you know, in the spirit, because prayer changes things and fasting breaks things. And standing is that's how we're salt and light in the earth. We're to occupy until the Lord returns. And this is one of this is one of them. This is action out in the public square, praying. It's not a protest. It's not a political event. It's a grassroots, organic prayer movement. It's nameless, it's faceless, and it's your friends, your neighbors, your families, standing side by side to pray and appeal to the Lord. So they're going to see praise and worship. We've got a worship band. We've got a team of shofars. We have testimonies. We have forgiveness testimonies and salvation and repentance. We're going to pray for the seven spheres of society, which are family, education, business, media, arts and entertainment, government, and religion. We're going to pray for our state and our nation. And then we're going to also talk about the next phase, which is we're going to stay engaged all summer until the election. And then on October 14th, we want, there's a million women on the mall in October. And this and that's going to be our next call to charge. So we're just asking people. We're not going to have anything for sale. So to bring chairs and their whatever they want to drink or eat, dress for the weather, which, you know, the Lord is. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful Michigan spring day, yeah. And we're just all going to be together in unity. And the agenda is just solid, beautiful prayers and pastors and people, young couples with young children, because this is Don't Mess With Our Kids, that we're going to be, you know, prayers for the children as well. And we're all going to stand together and pray.
Well said. I like how you described it, that it's not a protest and it's not political. It's a prayer movement.
Yes.
And it sounds to me like that's what's going to be happening on the steps of the Capitol. It's going to be a lot of prayer.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've had, you know, people, well, there's been some people that were concerned whether it was political, especially pastors. You know, if I'm going to go in front of my congregation, I don't want it to be political. And I had, you know, got to set them straight. We're keeping the main thing the main thing. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, legislators have kind of come along. We said, no, we're keeping the main thing the main thing. Mm-hmm. So these are, like you said, grassroots. It's a grassroots organization, and it's a prayer movement. It's a call to action through prayer and standing in the public square.
Mm. And you know what, Angie, I think people are ready for this.
They are.
Yeah. The other day I was looking at some research that recently came out from the Pew Research Center. And they asked this question to American adults. And the question was just simple. What do you think about the direction of public K-12 education? What do you think the direction is? You know, is it good or bad? Is it, you know, only 16% of the adults polled said they felt like K-12 public education was heading in the right direction. And there's a majority of the country that realize that it's not heading in the right direction. And we do need to take some time. We need to come into the public square and pray for our kids. Pray for teachers. Pray for leaders. I think that people are ready for this movement.
Well, there wouldn't be legislation on the table in Michigan right now from our governor wanting to make homeschooling register, and with the state, mm-hmm. where, you know, that's none of their business. That's the control of our children. Mm-hmm. And it should be, you know, up to a parent to decide how they want their children educated. And if the education, the public education system no longer fits the, you know, the model that how parents want to raise their children, then they should have every right to pull them out and educate them in the way that they see fit.
Mm-hmm. We agree with that statement. I do. I agree with it. And I believe that the majority of parents in the country agree with it. You know, I've cataloged and documented here the number of, and this is really happening in elementary schools, public elementary schools all over the country, but the number of schools that are experiencing disenrollment, it is massive, where, you know, some buildings are experiencing 30, 40, 50% loss of students.
Yes.
Their parents are just pulling them out because they realize what's happening. And now here in Michigan, you're right, our governor is interested in tracking these kids. You know, where are they going? Well, I agree with you. It's none of her business, and it needs to be left up to the parents. And I think in this poll, in this Pew Research survey, I think clearly this is why a majority of the parents realize that public schools heading in the wrong direction, and they know that there's something better for their children. You know, there was something else interesting about this poll, Angie, that they asked teachers inside public schools. They said, you know, where do you think the direction is heading? 82% of the teachers inside public schools said it's not good. Does that shock you?
I guess yes and no. When you think of somebody who is called into teaching, they have a special heart. They have a special heart for children. At least that's mm-hmm. what we hope, right?
Right.
And
right.
So, and if they're old enough to be a teacher, they've gone through the education system themselves, and I think they can see that what they were taught or what they thought that position was going to be is not. They didn't sign up for what is being pushed out right now, put it that way. Mm-hmm. And so they're disappointed. They don't like, I'm sure they are being controlled as well. And they don't like where it's heading. And that's not what they signed up for.
Well said. Well said. That's interesting that you're right. They do have a particular heart and there's a job that they want to do. And then when they show up, they're realizing, okay, maybe this isn't what I signed up for. That's a good point. Now, you mentioned in the beginning that in addition to Don't Mess With Our Kids being a prayer movement and there being prayer at the Capitol steps on Saturday, you also mentioned the word unity, that you know, the movement is really drawing this a unified people with a unified message. And I believe that they're coming from all walks of life.
Absolutely.
I think that our kids are the glue that has the potential to unify all of us. Are you hearing that as you kind of, you know, move on the ground through the state of Michigan?
I'm hearing it from my spirit. And that was the mm-hmm. first message that the Holy Spirit gave me was mm-hmm. that this was to bring unity. It was going to bring unity. And that's what attracted me mm-hmm. because, you know, and that's what attracted me and spoke to me this whole movement is because in my prayers, I knew we didn't have unity. I could see that every segment of society was giving us the opposite. You know, just division mm-hmm. In every aspect of of culture. There, it was leading us into division. And I was like, Lord, we need to unite as a people. I can't be just the only one, you know, seeing this. We need unity in our families. We need unity in education. We need unity in business. I mean, as a people, the country is going in the wrong way. And how do we unite? Something that resonated with my spirit, that all peoples need to come together in unity. And that's how it really started in Peru. Mm-hmm. Okay. The people of Peru, knew that their country was going the wrong way when you could be arrested for trying to use the wrong pronoun, Christian Rojas and his father, they were challenged to use the wrong pronouns. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, I have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So in unity, there's truth in unity as well. So they said, no, I can only speak truth. And so I just listened to Christian Rojas, actually, all of his testimony a week ago. And it just really resonated with me that what happened there, that it went viral because it had to do with the kids.
Right.
And he actually... It went viral that when he wasn't using someone's correct pronoun there in Peru, that he said, well, I guess I'm guilty then.
Mm-hmm.
And hit those two words, I'm guilty, went viral. Everybody else started hashtagging, I'm guilty, I'm guilty, I'm guilty, I'm guilty. What's that? That's unity.
Right.
That's unity, right? They're all right. Speaking the truth, right?
Yeah.
So,
And so truth is, you know, truth has this binding agent to it. I think this is what people want. We want the truth, and I believe, especially when it comes to our kids, and truth mixed in with our children is going to be, I believe personally, a great unifier throughout the country. And I encourage everybody. If you're in Michigan or no matter what state you're in, get to your Capitol on Saturday. Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., get to your Capitol. You are going to experience maybe something that you've never experienced before. Angie, I want to publicly, I want to thank you. I want to thank Marianne and the team that you've put together. And all the legwork that you've done here in Michigan to make Saturday just the success that it's going to be. So thank you for that. I want to thank you for joining me today, Angie. We're up against it. I hope that you and I have a chance to talk again when this is all over.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining me. America, that's all the time we have for today. Encourage your friends and family to get on the Dean's List. Let's unite to renovate the age.